各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the Lord's blessings be among each and every one of us.
六年前，小弟开车从纽泽西，经过美国大陆，来到我们的这个加州。
And six years ago, I drove from New Jersey across the heartland of America to California.
那小弟就注意到有一个很有趣的现象。
And I saw something very interesting.
沿路上呢，大部分不是山呢，就是大平原呢。
And while driving, if it were not for mountains, it'd be very flat.
或者是沙漠，半沙漠。
Or there'd be a desert.
但是经过城市啊，你就看到英文叫 skyrise， 就是看到很多这个经过大城市哦，就看到一大堆建筑物呢，一群呢在一起啊，形成一个很美丽的图画。
But every time I would enter a city in downtown area, there would be many skyscrapers where we see that, and they were all grouped together.
那我们就注意到说，这个人呢，在大城市常常有一些地标啊，或是有名的建筑物。
And many times in these cities, there will be monuments or points of interest.
比如说以前的这个双子星座这一座大厦 ，Twin Tower.
And then, like the Twin Towers,
已经被这个。恐怖分子炸掉了。
And we know that they have been destroyed by terrorists.
或者是现在比较有特色，在纽约是帝国大厦 ，Empire State Building.
Or the Empire State Building in the city of New York.
那这些都是商业性的有商业性的活动啊。Commercial. There are some commercial activities.
These are all some commercial activities.
但是如果你到 DC 啊，有一个特别高的塔，尖尖的有没有？那个应该是一个 monument， 那就是一个纪念碑啊。
And also in DC, there's an obelisk.That is Washington's monument.
那这些塔，这些楼呢，就让我们想起圣经上的第一座塔。
And all these skyscrapers and towers, they all remind us of the first tower in the Bible.
我们看到这些美国这种文明哈，这样的一种建设，有时候觉得很叹为观止，觉得很伟大。
And sometimes when we see these buildings and this construction, we feel that they are grand.
那其实这个在古代里面呢，人就有智慧来建造塔。
But actually, in the ancient times, man already had the wisdom to build towers.
所以我们今天晚上来思考一下啊，圣经上的第一座塔叫巴别塔。
So let's study the first tower mentioned in the Bible, the Tower of Babel.
它是一个文明的塔。
And it is a tower of civilization.
它是一个神特别下来查看的塔。
It is a tower where God came down and came to see.
它也是一个变乱的塔。
And it is also a tower of confusion.
我们来从当中得到教训。
And from these three points, let's gain teachings.
我们来看创世纪的第八、第九、第十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
创世纪的十一章一节二节。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 and 2.
这里是记载挪亚他们出方舟以后的子孙的一些情形。
And this speaks of the descendants of Noah after the flood.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那时天下人的口音语言都是一样。第二节。
Verse 2.
他们往东迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。第三节，他们彼此商量说：“来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。”他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当泥灰。第四节，他们说：“来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们昏散在全地。”这里记载呢，他们当时候因为是同一个爸爸妈妈的子孙呢。他们讲话都没有口音呢。
And because they're all of the same ancestor, they did not have any. They all shared a common speech.
如果小弟讲英文，那就有口音了。
And they all had the same accents. For example, if I were to speak English, there would be a certain accent.
那时候的人呢是群居的，也是群体移动的。
And at that time, the people moved together as a group.
人呢有一个向往更美好的地域的一个。想法，所以呢，大家也都移民到美国，因为人喜欢住在更好的地方。
And it would be nice if everyone can live in the United States. That's why people immigrate here.
那所以他们找到一个地方叫示拿地啊。
And here they found a place called Shinar.
那示拿地呢，就是我们现在所说的这个回卧月湾呢、是一个相当富庶的地方。
And this place was a place of abundance.
那他们在这里生活就非常安定，他们生活安定了就研究科技。
And they were at peace here, and while they were at peace, they began to study science.
那以前呢，用火总是来消灭东西的，现在会知道说，哦，原来火啊，可以把东西越烧呢越硬啊，让这个砖呢可以当成石头来用。
Originally, fire was used to destroy, but now they have learned that fire can change brick into something stronger.
就可以，fire可以burn那个 brick哈，让那个 brick。 让那个砖呢，可以变成石头来用。So
that the brick can become stone to be used.
这个用现在的话就是 material science，这是一种材料科学啊。And
this is now as a material science.
这个对我们的科技很重要。我说我在坐飞机，常常想说，这么样一台747这么大哦，竟然可以飞到空中，这是很厉害啊。And
I often think that when I'm flying on a 747, is actually quite miraculous that a big airplane can fly in the sky.
那就会知道哦，原来它那个材料都是很特别的，特别轻的材料。And
I have learned later that the material they use to make the airplane is of a lighter material.
所以人呢，在生活安定的时候就发展科学啊。And
when men is at peace, science will grow.
那发展科学呢，有时候发展到一定的程度啊，人以为自己可以胜天呐。And
science will often grow to a point when men will think that they have
他们可以跟神一样的厉害啊。That
they have the knowledge of God.
所以这个塔，这个文明的塔呢，到最后因为文明的进步呢，使他们产生一种骄傲的心态。And
this tower of civilization is actually a sign of their pride.
所以他们说他们要来建一座城跟一座塔，这个塔要通天呢。And
that's why they said, let's create a city and a tower and let this tower reach the heavens.
为了要传扬自己的名。
So that they can proclaim their names.
这个人哦，有人啊，有一有成就就觉得自己很了不起。And
when men are successful in their accomplishments, they feel that they feel pride.
那人一有这种骄傲的心呢，就是一个败坏的开始。And
once we have a proud heart, that's the beginning of trouble.
为什么夏娃想要拿善恶果来吃呢？
Why did Eve reach for the fruit of knowledge of good and evil?
因为撒旦跟他讲说，你吃了就可以跟神一样了。Because
Satan tempted her, saying, "When you eat of this fruit, you will be the same of God, like God."
所以很多人想要跟神一样，像那个塔一定要通天了。And
many people want to be on the same level as God. That's why the tower has to reach the heavens.
为什么天使会堕落变成为魔鬼呢？
Why have angels fallen and become demons?
我们来看一下以赛亚书14章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书14章
Isaiah chapter 14
12节
Verse 12
以赛亚书14章12节
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12
以赛亚书14章12节
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12
明亮之星早晨之子啊，你何竟从天堕落坠落，这你这 崇拜列国的啊，何竟砍倒在地上呢？十三节，你心里曾经说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神的众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节，我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等啊。这么提到说啊，这个在谈到啊，为什么天使变成魔鬼？因为呢。
And here it says how an angel became Satan, and it is because he wanted to make himself like the Most High and wanted to sit on the highest mountains.
所以当一个人自己很有才华，有时候我们的年轻人呢，当我们有才华的时候呢，我们也觉得自己啊像天一样高了。And
when we have many accomplishments, especially the youth, we often feel that we are on the highest mountain.
现在的年轻人说，只要我喜欢，没有什么不可以做的。And
now there's a common saying in the youth that as long as I like it, there's nothing I can't do.
那就是没有一个人可以约束他了，他可以自我做主了。And
there is no one that can tell him no, and he can make decisions for himself.
这个就是一个神的地位，全天下这个宇宙只有神一个人可以自我做主而已啊。And
there's only one person that can be at the Most High, and that is God.
只要我喜欢什么都可以做，不受约束的时候呢，这个就已经是取代了神的地位了。
And when a youth feels that they can do whatever they want and neglect Lord Jesus, that is already making themselves like the Most High.
In the position of God.
In the position of God.
这个就是败坏的开始。
And this is the beginning of poor worship.
所以古代的塔哦，通常就是在看敌人有没有来啊。
And a tower in the ancient times is used to see if an enemy is approaching.
但是那个时候大家都是兄弟姐妹啊，大家是同一个父母生的，哪里有什么敌人呢？
But since back then everyone was brothers and sisters and mothers and sons or parents and sons, how did they have any enemies?
所以那个塔就是为了要传扬自己的名声啊。
So the sole purpose of that tower was to make a name for themselves.
我们看诗篇的四十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 49.
诗篇四十九篇。
Psalm 49.
诗篇四十九篇
，Psalm 49，
十一节
，Verse 11，
四十九篇十一节，诗篇四十九篇十一节
，Psalm 49 verse 11，
他们心里思想，他们的家室必永存，住宅必留到万代，他们以自己的名称，自己的地，但人在人居尊贵中不能长久，如同。死亡的畜类一样啊，真叫有的人呢、啊，很喜欢用自己的名称自己的地啊。
And here they say of people who like to name lands after themselves.
他们觉得自己可以永远长存。
So that they can endure forever.
啊，这种人如果不常常去思考呢，好像死亡的畜类一样啊。就下面讲的哈、哦，十二节下面讲的死亡的畜类。
If they do not think about these things or reflect upon these things, they are like the beasts that perish.
你看哦，那个以前的萨旦普森统治巴格达的时候呢，巴格达机场叫做胡生机场，对不对
？And if we remember when Saddam Hussein was in control of Baghdad, Baghdad was renamed to
巴格达机场叫
Or the Baghdad airport was actually renamed to.
原来 original name is Airport of Hussein, 对不对？
Original name was the Airport of Hussein.
然后呢，当联军攻进去的时候呢，这个它摆名字叫做。巴格达机场。
And it's not only until Saddam Hussein was removed from power, they renamed it to Baghdad Airport.
有名的人哦，很喜欢用自己的名字啊，取名字啊。
And people with power like to name things after themselves.
或者是说别人要尊敬他，就用他的名字来取啊。
Or if they want to show respect to other people, they will use their name.
我记得我们台湾有一个叫做中正机场啊。
And there is an airport in Taiwan.
现在不晓得是不是叫桃园国际机场哦。不知道了哈，不过这个当大家参考，人都很喜欢用自己的名字取一个，用自己的名字取地方啊。
And man usually likes to name things after themselves.
那亚沙龙呢，他也为自己啊立一个碑啊，来纪念他自己啊。
And Absalom also
make a monument for himself.
Make a monument for himself.
要大家来纪念他。
And he wanted everyone to show respect to him.
最后亚沙龙立场啊下场也是不好啊。
And if we know the eventual consequence of Absalom is not well.
圣经上讲说，义人的名哦会被纪念。
And the Bible says the names of the righteous will be remembered.
但是恶人的名哦会朽坏啊。
But the names of the those who are evil will be shamed.
大家不晓得知道中国有一个故事啊，叫做叶辉跟秦桧，对不对？就是呢，这个我们一听到叶辉或是看到的铜像，都会肃然起敬。哦，他是一个不错的人呐、啊。
And there are these two people in China where if we hear one name, we'll think that they are a good person.
那有我的历史老师跟我讲说呢，在中国大陆好像有一个秦桧的铜像啊，人人到那边呢就要在那边小解一下呢，以示敬意啊。就是那个恶人哦，有时候大家就会做一些不好的事情来侮辱他了。
Or there's also this other person where we see his name, we have to show disrespect because he was an evil man.
一个想要自己出名的人哦，有一个骄傲的心哦，很难相信耶稣。
And for a person who, for someone famous to have a proud heart, it's difficult for them to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
或是很难保守信仰啊。
And it's difficult for them to keep their faith.
耶稣说呢，你们互相受荣耀。
And the Lord where Jesus has said that we share in the glory of God.
You glorify each other. 你们从来不求那个独一神的荣耀。
And we glorify each other, and we never seek for our own glory.
不是，他是说，他跟那个法利赛人讲说呢 ，You give glory to each other, you never glorify the only one true God. 你们没有办法荣耀天上的神呢，你们怎么可能信我呢？
And they also added that if you cannot glorify God, then if you
如果你不能如果你们彼此接受荣耀不荣耀神，你耶稣跟那个法利赛人讲说，你们是不可能信我的啦。
And if you do not glorify God, how can you believe in me?
所以一个人有这种扬名的心很难保守信仰。
So for someone who has such an arrogant heart, it's difficult for them to keep their faith.
那这些文明发展到的结果就是除了扬名除了要通天之外呢，他们有那个就是要让大家不要分散全地啊。
And another reason for this tower besides their arrogance and to make the name for themselves is so that they will not scatter.
这个创世纪的第九章第一节神跟挪亚的后代子孙讲说呢，你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
And in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, God told Noah and his sons to be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth.
这个是神在创造天地的时候呢，对人类的祝福。
And this is the blessing God gave man when He created the heavens and earth.
那他们也刚知道说，他们的祖宗只有一家八口得救，他们对神一定非常清楚的。
And they should understand that only a family of eight were saved.
那如果你看第十章你就会觉得当时有一个英勇的猎户呢，第十章的第九节，他们提到说这个人是在神面前做英勇的猎户啊。
And here there was a person who was a mighty hunter before the Lord.
他们能够讲说在神面前，可是他们对神有相当程度的了解。
And since they mentioned the Lord, they have an understanding of who God was.
但是因为现在自己很能干的，所以他走的方向呢，就跟神的方向背道而驰，走不同的方向。
But because of their abilities, they now walk in different directions than the Lord.
所以文明常常使人从这个神本主义以神为中心的一个思想呢，进到人本主义，以人为中心的思想。
And many times civilization will lead people from being a God-centered people into a self-centered people.
十七世纪以前呢，人的一个思想真的都是教会神以神为中心的一个思想
And before the 17th century, many people lived their lives around religion.
但是呢，自从文艺复兴之后那个完全改变了。很多人都想说，如果有神，为什么我自己不可以是神呢？
And after the growth of civilized thought, many people thought that why can't I be God? If there is a God.
所以巴别塔是一个文明的塔。
And that's why the Tower of Babel is a tower of civilization.
文明带给人的一个方向性的混乱。
And it is a confusion that civilization has brought man.
现在我们的这个社会已经变成一个地球村了。Global village, 对不对？
And now our society has become a global village.
我们以前很多是很多语言呢，现在有一点统一语言的感觉，我现在才了解到说，原来我的国家台湾我来的地方小学三年级就要写英文了。
And originally we all spoke different languages, but currently we find that many people speak English. When I was small in third grade, I had to learn English.
所以你看，现在是已经趋向一种语言就是口音语言渐渐一致的一个社会。
And we see that today our society is already moving toward unified language.
那你就会知道，所以现在的科技非常的发达。
And that's why we see that science and technology is blooming.
我常常想说，如果所罗门王今天来到这个时代，他一定被我们吓一跳。
I think to myself, if King Solomon came to saw our society, he would be startled.
他很聪明
And he was very wise.
但是他大概从来没有想过说人可以像鸟一样飞
But he probably never thought that man can become like birds and fly.
人可以像鱼一样这个潜到水里面去不是在海面上行走
And that man can become like fish and go underwater.
真的，这个现在的，尤其当我们有什么 SARS， 现在的科技因为人的一个合作，科技合作进步是一日千里。
And we see that the example of SARS where we can all work together to have great accomplishments.
那在这样的一个文明的一个 一个昌盛下面呢，我们常常在做一个 project， 我们在做好像一个塔，在做一个工作啊。我们更要注意，我们是不是有走向现代巴别塔的这种情形啊
？And in our civilization, we all have different roles and projects that we play, and we have to think to ourselves, are we creating something like the Tower of Babel？
我们刚提到说，它的三个巴别塔三言，就是他们为了要，他们是通天的，他们是扬自己名字的。他们是要跟神一样的，他们是违反神旨意的。
And we have already said that the Tower of Babel, they built it to so that they can reach heaven, they can make a name for themselves, they can
go against the will of God.
And they can go against the will of God.
那就看我们现在的科技啊。
And if we look at science today,
哪一些真的是像在建巴别塔呢
？What science is like built is compared to building the Tower of Babel.
现在的人已经懂得复制了。
And today, man, we already understand
cloning.
Cloning.
好，我们已经复制猫，不，复制羊，复制牛。
And we have already cloned sheep and cows.
到底以后会不会复制人呢
？Will we eventually be able to clone man?
如果真的复制人，这真的是合乎神的旨意吗
？And if we clone man, is this according to the will of God?
这是不是在走一个巴别塔的路线呢
？Are we walking the same road that these people have when they built the Tower of Babel?
如果真的复制人呢，我想这会变成一个非常混乱的社会啊。
I believe if we are able to clone man, we will become a very corrupt society.
假设说我的一个亲人快要过世了。
For example, if one of my dear loved ones is passing away.
我把他的身上的一个这个皮肤留下来。
And I save a single cell from their skin.
以后用那个皮肤呢，我可以这个这个胚子成一个胚胎，然后呢移到我的太太的子宫里面去。
And I could take this cell and clone the person again.
那放到我太太的那个子宫里面去培养嘛。
To clone,
然后从我太太的身体生下来。
To clone, and allow my wife to give birth to this person again.
那如果这个复制的是我妈妈
？And if this person that's being reborn or cloned is my mother?
那这个生下来的人呢？我是要叫她女儿，还是要叫她妈妈呢
？The child that is born, do I call her mother or do I call her daughter?
这个已经会造成非常的混乱。
And this can lead to many a lot of corruption.
所以我们要其实现在也很多人呢不希望大家走向这种巴别塔的一个方向。
And we have the hope that all of us are not walking towards the people in the Tower of Babel.
最近在《时代》杂志看到一个参议员在讲一句话 ，a senator.
And in a magazine, I saw a senator said something.
他那句话我觉得很有趣，他说呢，你们可以说我是一个。恨啊，一个 hater 是一个有恨的人呐、啊。
And the senator said, "I'm a man of hate."
You may think that I'm a hater,
You may think that I'm a hater.
但是呢，我是一个在传统家庭上面呢是一个有爱的人呐、啊。
But in tradition and family, I have love.
他相信呢，那个婴孩呢有权利拥有一个爸爸一个妈妈，
believe,
就是一个男生一个女生啊。
I believe that every child should have a mother and a father or a male and a female as parents.
所以他觉得这个同性恋，然后再领养婴孩，然后这个用自己买精子、买卵子，这个是剥夺婴孩有一个爸爸跟妈妈的一个权利啊。剥夺就 deprive the right of baby to have a male father and female mother.
And for homosexuals to have kids, it is taking away the right for a child to have a mother, a female mother, and a male father.
我们的一个我小弟要强调的是，我们的文明发展到一个地步呢，常常会很 confuse， 好像一个巴别塔，一个 tower of confuse， 就变成一个很让人混乱的一个社会啊。
And our civilization today can be very confusing, just like the Tower of Babel.
但是我们要把握神给我们的那个三个原则，所以我们要把握神给我们的那个三个原则。The three principles that the Lord gave to us.
So we have to keep the three principles that the Lord has given to us.
任何一个 project, 任何一件事情呢，我们不要做它，只是为了通天，只是为了扬名，只是为了违反神的旨意。
And for anything we do, let us not do it so that our names can, our names can be proclaimed throughout the land, or the thing can reach heaven.
Just for the purpose of reaching heaven.For the purpose of proclaim our own name, for the purpose of going against the will of God, this is the purpose of building Babel, this tower. 所以这是我们要谨慎的一个地方啊。
And that's something we have to be alert.
那其实啊，圣经上特别讲到这个巴别塔呢，是神下来查看的一个塔。
And this Tower of Babel is a tower that God came down to see.
我们来看一下十一章的第五节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 5.
第五节、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
神降临要看一看世人所建造的城和塔。第六节，神说：“看啊，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的语言。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。”这边特别记载呢，神要下来看一看这座城跟塔。
Here it specifically says the Lord came down to see the city and the tower.
其实神不一定要这样做的。
But God did not have to do this.
因为神知道所有的事情，为什么要亲自下来看呢？
Because God knows everything. Why did he have to personally go down and see?
但是圣经上很奇妙哦，就是凡记载人有一个特别做坏事情的时候呢，圣经上都记载说神要下来看一看。
But every time man is doing evil, the Bible always says God will come down to see.
啊，神跟亚伯拉罕这样说啊。
And God said to Abraham,
这个索多玛跟俄摩拉哦，罪很重啊。
That Sodom and Gomorrah had great sin.
我现在要下去看看他们的行为。
I'll now go down to see of their ways.
果然像我耳中所听到的声音，或者是不是了，我也会知道。
And see if the words that I hear are true.
这个，所以神特别就是对罪恶都会特别下来看一下。
So for evil, God will especially come down to take a look.
那我们呢、哦？有时候要注意神在查看人做的这个恶啊。
And we have to pay attention and be careful if God is looking at the evil man has done.
那最近在这个读者文摘又看到一篇文章啊。
And I have seen
Times Magazine.
And Times Magazine has read another article.
他说现在拉斯维加斯呢已经变了他的一个经营形态了。
And
那个他的。
And Las Vegas has.
Change its direction, huh?
Has changed its direction.
以前主要的商业行为是赌博啊。
And originally the purpose of Vegas was to gamble.
那现在主要的商业，他们把这个 Vegas 定位成呢，定位成就是 playground of adults playground, 就是成人的一个游戏后院吧。
And now the Vegas is now called the adults playground.
那个作者在描述哦，现在你到拉斯维加斯那种秀是一种。玩弄情欲的秀啊
！And now the shows in Vegas are full of lustful desires.
所以，我小弟也劝诸位去的时候要特别的小心呐、
哦。So if anyone is going, I encourage everyone to be especially careful.
我在想说，不晓神什么时候也要下来看一看我们的拉斯维加斯啊。
I don't know when God will come down to also take a look at Las Vegas.
那神看一看，神也做一个评论嘛。
And when God comes down to take a look, he also makes a judgment.
他说这里的人真的都是讲一样的口音，一样的言语哦。他们既然做这个事，这个是什么事？这个事是不好的事情，恶事啊。
And he said that they are one people speaking in the same language, and they are doing evil.
他们以后没有什么恶事，没有什么事他们做不到的。
And in the future, there will be nothing that will be impossible for them.
所以刚开始你一个恶，如果不给他导正方向哦，恶滚恶，越来越恶。
And if we do not stop evil at its root, then the evil will become larger and larger.
那这句话呢？另外一个方向来思考，就是真的人呐、啊，当人类没有这种言语障碍，大家一起合作的时候呢，真的人类的文明哦，不晓得要发展到什么样的地步。
And when man has one language and is able to work together, we do not know to what degree civilization can reach.
经常讲说，人有神的形象。
And the Bible describes man being made in the image of God.
所以人啊，有一种逻辑的能力，有一个创造的能力。
So man has the ability of logic and creativity. Creativity.
那个，所以人啊，如果当他们合作，各国之间如果都没有秘密啊，一起合作的时候呢，我们真的能想象啊，真的像就像神所说的，他们跟我们一样啊，跟我们一样啊。
And when man is able to work together, and all the nations are able to work together, then
就是神跟亚当夏娃说的，这些人跟我们一样可以知道善恶，真的就是跟我们一样啊。
That they will become like God.
这个从这句话可以了解到，人的科技的一个潜能是很大的。 potential.
And we know that man's potential is great.
那我们也学习到说，其实呢，神也在看人的一个科技的走向，神在看。
And God is also looking at the progress of technology.
也在看我们每一个人呢。
He is also looking at each and every one of us.
我们来看诗篇的十一篇第四节。
Let's turn to Psalm 11.
所以人不要在神面前呢，以为我们作恶，神看不到。
So let us not do evil and think that God does not see.
我们看诗篇十一篇的第二节。
Psalm 11, verse 2.
十一篇第二节。
Psalm 11, verse 2.
十一篇第四节。
I'm sorry, Psalm 11, verse 4.
十一篇第四节。
Psalm 11, verse 4.
神在他的圣殿里，主的宝座在天上，他的慧眼察看世人。基本上神的眼睛到处在察看每一个人。
And here it says that God's eyes are examining the everyone.
我们来再参考耶利米书的二十三章二十三节。
Let's also turn to Jeremiah chapter 23.
二十三章的二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三章二十三节。旧约九百十二页。
Chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三章二十三节。神说：“我岂为近处的神呢？”不也为远处的神吗？二十四节。神说：“人岂能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他呢？”神说：“我岂不充满天地吗？”这边提到说，不论我们在近处，在远处神的眼睛都看得到。
And here it says that whether we are nearby or far away, God will see us.
我们做什么事情，我们的动机虽然我们做一个 project， 我们的动机，神都看到我们那个。隐藏的动机
And whether we are doing a project, God will see our motivation for doing it.
我岂不是充满天地吗
？And he asks, "Do I not fill the heaven and earth?"
我看到这里，常常想到我以前听到一个见证。
And I think of a testimony that I heard before.
神的眼睛充满了天地
That God's eyes fills the heaven and earth.
当那个弟兄看到神的眼睛的时候，真的觉得很扎心，好像过去的错误呢都被神一眼看穿一样。
And when that brother saw God's eye upon him, he felt torn that God can see all his sins that he committed.
下来看一个罪恶的塔，犯错的塔。
And now God has come down to see an evil tower.
神也会下来看一个犯罪的人
And God will also see a man that has men who have sinned.
神下来看之后，他还给他评论。
And he'll judge them.
Comment.
Or he'll comment on them.
神查看我们的行为，也会把我们的行为动作呢写在他的生命册上面。
And when God sees us, he'll also write our motivations on the book of life.
将来呢，我们每个人都要按着生命册来接受审判。
And we will be judged according to what is written in the book of life.
所以巴别塔也是一个神亲自下来查看的塔。
So the Tower of Babel is a tower that where God came down and saw.
当然，这个塔也叫做变乱的塔。
And this tower is also a tower of confusion.
我们来看一下十一章，创世纪十一章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章第七节到第九节。
Genesis chapter 11, verse 7 to 9.
我们下去第七节
Verse 7.
我们下去在那里变乱他们的口音使他们的言语彼此不通于是神使他们在那里昏散第八节
Verse 8.
昏散在田地上他们就停工不照那城的第九节
Verse 9.
因为神在那里变乱天下人的语言使众人昏散在全地上所以那城名叫巴别巴别就是变乱的意思这边神他在评论之后呢做了一个决定
And here God made a decision.
他说我们下去
And he said, let us go down.
那个下去那个字跟前面的第四节跟前面的第三节说我们来吧第四节也说他们说来吧是同一个字啦所以神很有意思当人说来吧来吧我们来建座城神也回答他说来吧我们下去变成他的口音
and verse 7 when it says come it is also the same word as mentioned in verse 3 and 4 so when men said come God responds saying also come
你们在文明上混乱我就用混乱的方法来导致你们
and now that youCause confusion in civilization. I will now cause confusion
in your language.
In your language,
来纠正你们
So that you will not be able to understand each other.
有时候我觉得神很可爱
I sometimes find God amusing.
这个在我们中国的小说就是以其人之道还治其人之身、啊、这个就是哦，这个就是哦，像雅各、啊、他的腿最会跑啊。
And just like Jacob, when he
他的腿最长最会跑啊。对，雅各跑得很远，跑到舅舅家去了。
So that Jacob can run to his uncle's house.
那神就跟雅各比赛摔跤啊，你看你的腿厉害还是我厉害啊
？And then God wrestled with Jacob, saying, "Whose legs are stronger?"
如果你今天哪一方面厉害哦
？And today, no matter what we think we are very capable in.
比如说，你觉得你啊，这个打排球最厉害啊
？For example, we say that we are very good at playing volleyball.
神就下来跟你打排球，看谁厉害啊
！God will come down and play volleyball with us to see who is greater.
你打这个 basketball 很厉害，神就跟你打比赛 basketball 了，就是这样子。
If we think that we are very good at basketball, then God will come down and play basketball with us.
神很有趣的，你很混乱，我就有一种混乱的方法让你直起来呀。
And that God is very amusing, where He will use our own our what we take pride in to make us to make.To put us in place.
你说来吧，我也说来吧，我们试试看呢、啊。
And when the people have said come, God has also used their own words saying come.
我们知道，其实我们人类的一个进步哦，人类的一个发展哦，神常常用他的方法呢，在导正，在纠正啊，在让我们走向他的一个方向。
And in the progress of man, God often has to make man fall in order for us to walk in His ways.
To adjust man's direction.
To adjust man's direction.
在历史以来啊，神的指头有时候会出现的。
And in history, we often see God's finger appear.
巴别啊，这个就是巴比伦的另外一个名称了。最后建立第一个帝国就是巴比伦帝国，就在这里建立的。
And this Tower of Babel, this Babel is also the same place Babylon was established.
它是第一个历史以来有名的大帝国了。
And they are the first empire as mentioned in history.
当伯提撒撒当王的时候
，When
Belshazzar,
when
Belshazzar became the king,
Belshazzar became the king.
他们有一个混墙啊，有一个墙，有面墙。
There's a wall.
上面都记载他们国家的历史啊。
And on that wall is written the history of their king of their empire.
我想上面一定有记载，606年耶路撒冷被他们攻陷了。
And I believe that on it it mentions 606 BC Jerusalem was overtaken.
啊，他们一定记载586年耶路撒冷被拿取了，被啊。就是国家亡掉了。
And in 586 BC, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
啊，那在一个他们国家的困难当中呢，那个伯提撒撒呢，就用饮酒的方法呢，来庆祝他们的，来这个激发他们的士气，或者是说来尊敬他们的神呢。
And during their while reminiscing of their historical accomplishments, they were drunk with wine.
他们甚至呢，把以色列的神、啊、就是贬低他们，所以拿那个从耶路撒冷拿来的那种圣殿用的器皿呢，拿来在祭祀他们神的饮酒作乐，在那边用啊。
And to show disrespect to the God of Israel, they used the articles of the temple as cups to hold their wine.
神的指头就出现在人的历史墙上面了。
And then the finger of the Lord appeared on the wall.
就是谈到说，这个王呢，你在天平上衡量的时候呢，已经亏欠了神，你的国要灭亡了。
And saying that that God has numbered your days and your kingdom is about to be destroyed.
所以我们会提到说，真的神啊，有时候我们觉得这个人类在发展，好像都是我们文明在外，都是人的一个旨意而已啊。
And many times we feel that the progress of civilization is the will of man.
但是神会来干预，神会来导正，让我们可以生存的。更合乎他的旨意。
But God will adjust our ways and correct us so that we are walking in accordance in His will.
那我们也注意到说，神导正人文明的方法呢，并不是用暴力的方法。
And many times for Him to change our ways, He will not use violence.
我在想说，他为什么不把这个巴别塔哦，像 Al Qaeda 把那个 Twin Tower 炸掉一样，就把它炸掉就好了。
And I often wonder why He does not destroy this Tower of Babel, just like how Al Qaeda destroyed the Twin Towers.
所以这告诉我们，我们影响人类的这种文明走向呢，我们不一定要学别人哦。哎呀，这个医疗所呢是堕胎的，我们来个炸弹把这个地方炸掉，不必要这样子。
And this teaches us that we do not follow in man's ways.Where we take violence to prove our point. For example, the abortion clinics.
我们就拿一个炸弹去把它炸掉。
For example, bombing abortion clinics.
这不是，我想不是神要我们影响文明的一个方法。
I do not believe this is the way God intended us to influence society.
其实神哦，并没有嫉妒啊，或是不允许人一种科技上的成就啊。
And God is not jealous of the accomplishments of man.
你造一座塔，如果是一个正当的，其实也没什么不好啊。哪有一个爸爸希望不希望儿子比他更啊，不希望儿子有成就呢
？And for these people, if they were to build a tower, not to do the evil, then this would probably be a good thing. Would a father be proud of their children's accomplishments?
所以神不会嫉妒我们的成就了。
And God will not be jealous of our accomplishments.
为什么要变乱他们的口音呢？
And why did God confuse their language?
因为那是神的旨意啊。
Because that is the will of God.
因为那是神的爱啊。
That shows the love of God.
你想想看，人类越来越多啊。
And if we think about it, the population of the people are
growing. 你挤在同个地方，资源一定有限的，资源啊 ，resources 啊。
And for them to live in the same place, their resources will be limited.
你资源有限，人越来越多，到最后就战成抢夺，战成征战。
And once the resources run down.Then there will be stealing and conflict.
所以神就变乱他们的口音，让他们分散在欧亚非三洲。
And that is why they confuse the language so that the people can scatter throughout the land.
你看那个第十章的第四节啊。
Let's look at
第五节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 4.
第五节啊。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
这个在记载挪亚三个儿子的一个后裔啊。
And they tell of the descendants of Noah's three sons.
这些人的后裔呢，将各国的地图、海岛分开居住，各随各的方言、宗族立国。所以人怎么样能够分开呢？就是随他的方言、随他的宗族，按照言语来立国的了。
And how is man able to spread out into other territories? As by each group having their own language.
啊，所以巴别塔呢，也是一个变乱的塔。
And that's why the Tower of Babel is also a tower of confusion.
啊，有些考古学家呢，在巴比伦这个地方呢，已经把巴别塔给挖掘出来了。
And there are some archaeologists who have found the Tower of Babel in Babylon.
所以真的巴别啊，可以说是人类文明一个产物，最后几乎产生了文明的混乱。
And truly, the place Babel is a place where because of man, there was confusion.
啊。So Babel is the product of civilization and almost become a confusing of civilization. 那我们知道说人啊，在古代呢就很聪明啊。
And we know that in ancient times, men are already rather knowledgeable.
更让我们看清楚呢，神在历史上他是有他的作为的。
And throughout history, we know that God has
intervened our history.
God has intervened in our history.
所以说圣经上讲说王的心呢在神的手中。
That's why in the Bible it says that a king's heart is in the hands of God.
我们常常觉得我们人类可以做很多的事情。
And many times we feel that we can do many things.
事实上这个世界是个舞台。
And that this world is
a stage.
It's a stage.
这个圣经呢是一个剧本。
And that the Bible is a...
是一个 script of play.
It's a script.
那神呢？他是导演嘛。
But God is the director.
啊，人可以往自己想要走的方向走啊。
And we can all go in whatever way we wish.
但是当他影响到神的大经纶的时候
，But when he
influences the great economic of God, the economic of God, 神的大计划的时候啊 ，the plan of God.
When he shows the plan of God,
influence the plan 啊，那么神呢会给他导正啊。
That
God will adjust it.、
God will adjust our ways.
Thank you. Sorry. 我们一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
368.
368.